Woodbury Reports with your host, Lon Woodbury, talking with leading professionals about how parents and others can help their struggling teens, preteens, and young adults. Now here's your host, Lon Woodbury.
Well, welcome back to the Woodbury Report. I'm Lon Woodbury, and I have Destin Tibbetts on the line. Destin, good afternoon. Good to have you here.
Hi, Lon. Good to be back again.
Well, Destin is the president or CEO of the Interchange Group and a collection of seven different programs around the country, and wanted to talk about Interchange. And the title is Interchange Raising the Bar for Residential Treatment. And basically what I'm looking for is maybe what's the secret to your success, but what's happening, who you're working with, the types of clients you're working with as a therapeutic boarding schools, and maybe what your vision is for the next 5 years. So go ahead, give me a chance to put my 2 cents worth in every now and then, but go ahead, talk about Interchange.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Well, we have great programs. We've got some wonderful people. That's, I guess, the secret, if you're looking for the secret to our success, is the wonderful people we have. We have Sunrise in southern Utah, which is 12 to 18-year-old girls. We've got New Haven in Utah as well, central Utah, with the same population of 12 to 18-year-old girls. We've got Full Shear Ranch, which is a treatment to transition program out in near Houston. And we have one up clear near the border in Montana called Chrysalis, which is a boarding school for young women. We have OPI, Optimum Performance Institute, which is a psychiatric young adult program, primarily treating men and women that have borderline personality disorder.
That's in L.A.
That's
your newest one, isn't it? Isn't that the last one you acquired?
That is, yeah. That's the one we partnered with them in January of last year, 2016. Mm-hmm. So they're fantastic. And then we have Vive, which are community-based programs scattered across the country. And we have Lake House, which is for young girls, ages 10 to 14, out of North Carolina.
Okay, so basically, for the most part, it's for girls, but but there's a couple co-ed ones in there, particularly the young adults?
Yeah, so the only co-ed program we have right now is OPI, for adult male and female. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got our start, as you know, Lon, you've interviewed us before, we got our start, you know, primarily focused on young women, you know, 20, 21 years ago, where we found that there weren't a whole lot of treatment centers for young women that mm-hmm. looked any different than the adjudicated treatment centers, you know. And so we wanted to do something different that was focused more on relationships and experiences and, you know, a heavy family focus. And that's been very successful for us. I think the biggest success has been our intense focus on involving the entire family, and all of our programs do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and another thing that's different from a lot of the other facilities that are available is you're private, and thus you have more control over what happens. And in the categories of therapeutic boarding schools, could you say offhand how you're different from the traditional treatment for young women around the country?
Sure. Traditional treatment for young women around the country in the past has been pretty much an adaptation of treatment for adjudicated boys in the past, frankly. And actually, Lon, there's a lot of girls programs out there now that are doing the same kind of things that we started doing 20 years ago. They're doing an intense relationship focus, an identity focus, involving the family more heavily, you know, more of a softer approach, even though the problems are more complicated now than they were 20 years ago. So we're really pretty proud to have led the rise of treatment for young women over the last 20 years, and excited that our good friends and competitors are doing the same or similar things. What makes us different now is an intense focus on not just the individual outcome, but the family outcome. So we have a lot of measures that we use that quantify their progress. We can actually prove their changes and their positive improvement over time. And even 2 years after treatment, we track the entire family. So that really sets us apart, I think, in our field.
Well, that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you about this, is that you're sort of becoming an industry leader, speaking of the private therapeutic boarding schools as an industry, and cutting-edge stuff. And that's interesting that you're going more to the family, because that's been one of the things, or more family treatment, because that's one of the things that was a real, when I first started as an admissions director in the 1980s, was there's still that attitude of the voice to the parent. Well, you screwed up the kids, bring them to us, and don't bother us, and we'll fix her. And we've come a long way.
Right.
Well, you remember the old days.
I do, and I think that's been the thing, is our industry has matured as we all have matured, right? And
that's
so we've
right.
all got our own kids, and we realize it's not that simple. Like, all these young people with these issues, it's not always because the families were the problem. In fact, most often it's not because of that. It's just how people react to pain. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have our ways of reacting to pain and trauma, and sometimes we don't do a good job of that, and some families end up needing longer term care than other families, and there's no shame in that. It's just their lot, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so it's really an honor to work with those folks. I'm glad you brought that up, because I think our industry is shifting to being more supportive and more understanding of what's really going on.
Mm-hmm. And all the emotional growth things that was a big rage back in the 80s and 90s have been incorporated, that structure is the important thing, and the family, of course, but structure in addition to the therapy.
Yeah, I think all of us know that the structure is important. I think another thing that's really important is sort of what we call experiential therapies. You see a rise in those as well across the country, and something that Interchange does really well is incorporating, you know, purposeful, crafted experience into the change process. For example, at Chrysalis, we have our mothers come out and go on a week-long canoe trip with their daughters, and that's a very powerful experience, you know.
How do you get the mothers out in the wilderness and away from all their comforts?
Well, they want to come, but, mm-hmm. you know, every once in a while you have someone that doesn't want to, but that's a requirement of our programs. I think that's what one of the nice things about being private pay parent choice program is that we can require parents to come if they want to come to our program. They must participate, mm-hmm. and that's a real advantage. And
oh yeah,
well, I mean, at New Haven they'll go on a river trip, you know, with their entire family, and some of our other programs, you know, they'll go on international trips with their entire family, mm-hmm. and that's pretty powerful.
Oh yeah. Well, and it's sort of a filter, because you don't have to deal with the parent that doesn't want to go if they have the chance to say before their girl ever enrolls.
Exactly. I mean, to your point about the family stuff, that's another thing where we're setting the bar higher, is in really focusing on the entire system of the family as we treat. And that's required us to shift a lot of things in how we think and how our treatment teams discuss a case or a client. Even forced us to look at our own systems internally and make sure that we're healthy as a group, you know, as our own family. So,
okay,
that's pretty powerful too.
Things seem to be doing well so far. So, what does the next 5 years look like? What have you got on the burner or the back of your mind?
Well, we hope to grow. We've grown very measuredly over the last 20 years. You know, going from one program to seven programs in 20 years is not by any means fast growth.
No.
We want to make sure that we're going steady and that we're maintaining high quality and still innovating with all kinds of things that way. So we're not opposed to having other programs partner with us. Right now, this year, we're not planning on anything like that. We're just focused heavily on performing.
Mm-hmm. And getting it right, that the family approach.
Yeah, and getting it right. You know, we're pioneering the use of real-time data during treatment. I mean, that's been really fun to do, where a clinician can sit down on a treatment team and at his fingertips or at her fingertips, you have a dashboard of all of the data. And what's been interesting is helping the therapist to sit down with the parents or the client and say, let's look at this together. Let's see what you've done. And that's pretty powerful for them.
Yeah, well, I imagine you've... have a long ways to go on that because there's a lot of potentials out of that data, how to read it and learn and put it into real life.
It's true. That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anything you're experimenting with, trying out that looks really promising so far as your the future of how you treat?
We're pretty excited about the inroads that our Vive programs are making in terms of really practicing true multi-systemic therapy within the communities that our clients return home to.
What do you mean by multi-systemic?
Multi-systemic, some people have called it wraparound therapy, but I don't think that's entirely fair. I think multi-systemic is saying, well, how are we going to involve your entire system, your neighbor and your coach and your pastor and your high school counselor and your grandparents? How are we going to involve the whole system in your success? Nobody's really ever done that extremely well in the private pay industry, and that's what we're excited about pioneering there. And that's the Vive programs with Leah Madamba at the helm there.
Uh-huh.
I think another thing we're excited about is the borderline treatment for adults at OPI, and our adult program at Fulshear has been pioneering the adult attachment model, which we're very excited about. We've seen a lot of lip service paid to attachment over the years, but people tend to say, well, that's kind of gone by the time they get to a certain age. And we found that's just not true. Like, attachment problems can continue well into adulthood.
Yeah.
They've got a very, very powerful, very unique model that's having some success there. So we're just excited all the way around. Lake House with little girls, they're having some really neat things going on with a concept called TheraPlay, which is a really powerful experiential therapy that's designed for children. It really teaches parents how to engage with their children instead of, the old-fashioned kind of like play therapy where the therapist directed everything.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't direct everything. The kid was just allowed to play and that was it. I mean, this is much more scientifically based, where the therapist is a little more directive and we're able to really get to some tough issues with younger kids. So a lot of things. We're excited about a lot of things.
I would imagine that that directed and the play therapy and directed, there's a fine line and a balance between adult-dominated or kid-oriented with influence or the control of the
parent. Sure.
And,
sure. Yeah, we don't want to make the mistakes. You know, remember those guys back in the 90s, Lon, where they were like discovering like repressed memories and there was all this kind of guided imagery stuff where people were taking control of other people's psyches. We don't want that kind of, I mean, that's ridiculous. We don't want to do that kind of stuff. But I think there needs to be some kind of, to use your word, structure with the TheraPlay. And, this is an evidence-based practice that's been approved by SAMHSA. We know it works and it's pretty powerful.
Okay, well, in a few words, and then we've got to wrap it up. This time's gone really fast. But in a few words, describe a little bit of, the interchange and the various programs and what you hope for it.
Okay, well, I appreciate the interview and the time. It's always good to talk to you. Interchange is a family of programs that's united around a common way of doing things that we call our core philosophy, which stands for being connected, for focusing on outcomes, for being relational and experiential. And what we hope for the future is that we continue to serve more families and continue to raise the bar in the industry for what ethical and effective care should look like.
Okay. Well, we've touched on a lot of different things. If somebody wants to find out more about any of your programs or talk to you about some of these things or some of the cutting-edge things you're experimenting with, how would they get a hold of you?
The best way is probably the website. It's www.interchange.com. They can call me directly from that website. You just click on bio. Any of our programs are at the very bottom of the page at our website. You can see those that are listed.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, this is Lon Woodbury of the Woodbury Report. Been talking with Dustin Tibbetts and about Interchange. He's the president, CEO of that, raising the bar for residential treatment. And it's you're sort of becoming an industry leader. So, Dustin, thank you very much.
Thanks, Lon. Good to talk to you.